This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how big you are, how little you are, tall, skinny, whatever. I see all of that as the same thing as a person looking at your color or your sexuality. I care about the content of your character. So as I talk about this subject, I want you to understand that as the backdrop. Now, that being said, I care about you from a health perspective. If you said to me, Kevin, am I overweight and you're a little chubby? I'd say, yeah, you get a little chubby. If you were grossly overweight, I'd go, hey, look, I'm not trying to get in your business. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you, you're getting dangerously overweight. I would tell you. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. And if we're really good friends, you may not even have to ask. I'm going to say, hey, look, putting on a few too many pounds. But it'll never be any of my business, per se, other than my care. And people go, you're meddling. No, I wouldn't meddle. Like I said, you can be who you want to be. If you ask me my opinion, I'll tell you. If you don't ask me my opinion, I probably won't, unless we're really good friends and I'm concerned. In as much as I would be concerned if you were drunk and you were saying, I think I'm going to drive. I go, nah, let me drive. Just to be on the safe side. So I might warn you, hey, listen, I'm not trying to get up in your Kool-Aid, not knowing the flavor, but here you go. And I say this because I think of government, I know, here we go, the metaphor, I think of government in the same way. If government's cranking along, I'm out of your business. I don't really care what you do. Keep the roads and bridges built. Keep the little kids learning. Keep the widows and orphans, you know, off the streets. Keep crime to a minimum. Keep our borders from being overcrowded. You know, in other words, if we're running along and things are going great, you won't hear much from me. But when you tell me there are 2,500 people in El Paso, illegals, trying to get in, and I know I can do the math and go, if that happened every day, that's 915,000 new people in one location. What are the ramifications? When they tell me it could be 18,000 per day if they get rid of this other thing, I'm going, whoa, we're about to blow up. It's one thing that there's 100 coming in a day. It's manageable. We're really looking for asylum seekers. We're managing our weight. But we blow up to 2,500, and that's like you telling me, I mean, not seeing you for a couple years, and you went from 100, a buck 80, to 450. And I'm going, whoa, wow, KJ. What happened? My brother and I were talking the other day. He said to me, man, I saw you on a video. He goes, I was like, is that my little brother? He said, shoot, he got a little stomach on him. I said, yeah, man, I haven't been able to hit the gym. He said, I was like, man, I have never seen you out of shape. I said, I've never been really technically out of shape. I am right now. I'm a bit rotund. That's okay. I can knock it off fast. But going back to this, so I don't see you, you're a buck 80 when I see you. Now you're 450. You think I'm not going to say something? Dude, I'm going to be like, dude, what? Who did you eat? But then, what if the next time I see you, you're 800 pounds? In other words, you've gone from moderating the border to letting 2,500 in a day to letting in 18,000 a day. And you don't want me to say something, right? That's what the government does. And at the micro level, they've been conditioning us to accept it. They condition us to accept non-normality. They say, hey, just because somebody's fat, don't you body shame them. I'm not body shaming you. If I saw you and you were 180 pounds and the next time I see you, you're 400 and you expect me not to comment, that's really removing yourself from the situation. That's being pretty obtuse. I would say something. I'd be like, whoa. And if you told me that you had gone down from 846 pounds to 400, I'd be like, what? You gotta tell me what happened. Well, that's what happened with this girl. Her name is Jamie Lopez, founder of Baby Doll Beauty Couture and star of the WETV reality show Supersized Salon. She died at 37. See, what I'm telling you folks is this. If the government that the leftists want to have continues, it will die a young death. They said the plus-size stylist was reportedly hospitalized in Las Vegas and died from heart complications over the weekend. Any surprise? A rep for the company, you know, they made the announcement, we regret the passing of the founder and owner of Baby Doll Beauty Couture, the legendary Jamie Lopez. You know what made her legendary? She got featured on a fat girl show, on a fat people show. I'm just telling you. I watched the show. Have you seen the show My 600 Pound Life? And then have you seen the show with this grossly overweight woman, and she's always smiles in front of the camera. She's got a, what looks like a gay dude that likes, I don't know, I mean, he's a boy, her buddy. And she dates guys, and, you know, they want to normalize her life. And look, I'm not here to cast any aspersions. If there are guys that really like girls that size, good for them. They won't like them very long because they don't live very long. But here's my point. What they want to do is make you believe that that life is glamorous. These are people who've been dealing with some sort of an issue their entire life. It would be like having a show called My Anorexic Life. And you're watching somebody experience bulimia and be anorexic and looking at themselves and saying, I'm still too fat, and essentially dying because they don't want to eat. Watching the skeleton of a person do a reality. I haven't seen that reality show, by the way. I've seen them go the other direction, but I haven't seen the one I'm talking about. But what they want to do is they want to normalize it. They want you to look at that as it's okay. The same way they want you to look at drug use. It's okay. They want you to look at promiscuity. It's okay. They want you to look at killing babies. It's okay. They want you to look at crime. It's okay. All of these things are okay. But they're not. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a prayer that was delivered by a minister, I think it was Joe Wright, out of Kansas, and he was doing the new session of the Kansas Senate, and I think that everybody was sort of expecting this regular prayer, and here's what he goes on to say: woe to those who call evil good. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. He says, we have lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and call it alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. We have rewarded laziness and call it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists, called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power, called it politics. We have embezzled public funds and called it essential expenses. Here's a host of other names we could give to that one too. He says, we have institutionalized bribery and called it the sweets of office. It used to be called the spoils of war. That's when we recognized when we were really in a war. We've coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity, pornography, and called it freedom of expression. And we have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. He says, search us, O God, know our hearts today, cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Let me tell you, you can imagine that thing generated a lot of controversy, right? But it's so true. And while you were probably thinking about some of that, you might have been thinking, and what about this? And what about that? What do we call media today, right? What do we call public servants? I mean, what I'm saying is, there used to be a media. There used to be public servants. People who really cared. And now what do we have? Nothing close. Wow, I mean, as I think about all the different controversies that are going on, we have a Justice Department that is nothing more than injustice. Look at what we talked about in the first hour and what we've been talking about now for the better part of, what, 2-3 weeks with Elon Musk exposing everything that Twitter, pre-Musk Twitter was doing, working in collusion with the FBI. Do we really have a Justice Department? Do we need to go into education? I don't know what he said about kids, but he could easily tell you, we claim to want to educate our kids, and what have we done? We've made them the most stupid generation ever. And what do they have at their fingertips? Every bit of information known to mankind. Easily accessible. You don't even need a college degree, formal education. I was talking about this with a friend of mine. He said, Kevin, you ought to run for office. He goes, man, you're a brilliant guy, and you have the mind for this. And he so wants me to do it. And I hate to break his heart because I'm just not going to. But he's like, you know, there was a time when you needed a formal education around history and political science and all this stuff. He's like, today, You get such a wealth of information just in living life. I'll tell you this. I learn more about history from watching the History Channel than I may have in history class. I pay more attention. He and I were discussing the Greeks, and he was explaining to me the lineage of various Greek kings and who screwed up what. And we ended up having just a great conversation around it. But his comment was, you no longer have to go to school and become a stone-cold expert in political science or Greek history or Roman history or whatever. There's so much you'll learn. I was like, well, you may be right. But what else? I mean, capitalism. That is... I don't know how any other way to look at capitalism except that this is based on somebody saying, I'm willing to put my money, my time, my energy, my hard work, whatever, at risk in the hopes that you'll want what my product is. And you know what it was built on? It was built on a person knowing they had a skill set, they had a trade. You should hear these kids talk today about what they think is a skill set.
My son's a fun, he's a fun kid. It was probably 3 or 4 years ago. Dad, I'm going to do this business, and blah, 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 I'm going to do this business. And I'd walk him through the business. I'd go, let's walk through the business plan on that. Let's see how that runs out. And I'd give him all the reasons why the business might not work. I didn't say it wouldn't. I just said it might not. You might have to consider this. You might have to consider that. Have you done have you really looked at the numbers here for that lemonade stand? What do you really need to charge when you take mom and dad out of the picture and you got to go buy your own lemonade? You got to get your own table, your own markers, your own cardboard. How could you cut corners? You know, things like that. You going to serve real lemons or you going to serve Sunny Delight? That kind of stuff. And it was a fun exercise for him because we were, you know, really making him think about, what about this and what about that? What are your raw costs? What would you have to sell it for to make a profit? You got any partners? What if the mafia shows up and wants their cut? Oh, and let's not forget the government. But now, why would you want to be a capitalist? I mean, if you take the way the left looks at capitalism, why would a kid even have a... I mean, that is such a cool thing. If you've been driving down the street and you see these little kids and they'll have their lemonade stand, you just smile at them. And you go, way to go. Little business owners right there. And now, don't be surprised if the left drive down the street, get out of the car, somebody runs over and spits on them or knocks them to the ground. They can't stand these little entrepreneurs. Anyway, lots going on. New Year coming in. And I thought we could use a decent prayer. And this guy's prayer, I think, is something we need to all pay attention to. Let's move back to sanity. Circling back on that prayer, folks, here's the good news. It wasn't about you. You do it the right way.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's going to be days before many Southwest Airlines travelers get to their destinations. Meantime, Southwest CEO is apologizing, saying they're doing everything they can to return to a normal operation.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Folks on the West Coast from California up through Washington are being hit with heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow this week. Atmospheric rivers will be driving moisture from Washington down to California throughout Wednesday. The storms have already resulted in a large number of power outages, and flash flooding remains a concern. President Biden is continuing his vacation in the Virgin Islands. Tim Berg, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
He wrote a book about his problems and was straightforward about it. I'm proud of him. He came along and said, by the way, this thing about a gun, I didn't know anything about it, but turns out that when he made my application to purchase a gun, what happened was he said, I guess you get asked, I don't guess, you get asked the question, are you on drugs, you use drugs? He said no. And he wrote about saying no in right. his book. So I've got confidence in my son. I love him, and he's on the straight and narrow, and he has been for a couple of years now, and I'm just so proud of him.
Oh, Joe, he's proud of Hunter. Hunter said he wasn't on drugs when he got that gun. When he filled out that questionnaire for the FBI saying, hey, I'm not a felon, and I don't have any drug charges and gun die. I can get a gun. I'm of a sound mind and body. Mm-hmm. He wasn't lying. He said he addressed that in his book. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. But bet this, if he were Trump, that gun would have landed Hunter in prison. But Hunter's in big trouble. I don't know how big a trouble he's in because we don't have laws anymore. We live in a lawless society, a society that lets the criminal element do what it wants, and law-abiding citizens get the IRS to show up to their house a couple times, get their accounts levied for no reason. They put us in a state where you're always battling, and they want you to give up. But those of you who have listened to this program and lament with me as I explain to you, I'm not a rich man, but I will tell you this, they won't get to me. They will never discourage me. No matter what, if I got to go live with friends and couch or sofa hop, couch hop, whatever you want to call it, if that's what I need to do, I'll do it. Many of you would enjoy my company. I know you would. Dale and Lori are like, come on, Kevin, come to Houston. You can live with us. And many others. I got friends that have 2 houses. Y'all, let me know when y'all are going to be in one of them. I'll just go stay in it. So, Hunter Biden, the legal defense against, they say, both the Justice Department and congressional probes could cost Hunter more than $100,000 per month. This is according to people who, you know, who understand what he's in for, what's been happening so far, and what's it going to take to get him out of it, and yada, yada, yada. They're guesstimating $100,000 a month as the scandal-scarred first son faces mounting scrutiny for his mysterious business practices is what they call it. And according to Hunter's previous statements, he's not cash rich. Yeah, he'd have to find a lot of prostitutes to get that money back to be cash rich. And Hunter, they say, was nearly penniless when Joe was vice president, living paycheck to paycheck after out-of-control spending, according to his ex-wife. From 2018 to 2019, Joe Biden even committed to wiring Hunter $100,000. Now, remember when Trump got his loan from his daddy to start businesses? Hunter got a loan for $100,000 so he could pay off prostitutes. And who do you think are the pariahs in the media? The Bidens or the Trumps? Kevin Morris, the attorney who is leading Hunter's legal proceedings, reportedly paid a $2 million delinquency Hunter owed to the IRS in 2022. Hunter is awaiting the results of a Delaware grand jury's investigation into potential tax and that gun violation that we just had heard Joe talk about. Now, who is Kevin Morris? Well, he's a high-powered entertainment lawyer in Hollyweird, living in Hollyweird, which I guess makes him a Hollyweird. And they said he was retained, you ready for this quote, to craft legal and media strategy for Hunter. His firm has represented Matthew McConaughey, Ellen DeGeneres, Chris Rock, Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Saldana, Zach Galifianakis, or whatever his name is, and most notably negotiated the South Park deals. Well, he announced attorney Abe Lowell, who represent high-profile individuals engulfed in political scandals such as Bill Clinton and Jared Kushner, would join fellow attorneys Chris Clark, Joshua Levy on Hunter's legal defense team. So now we've got a total of four people on this team. They say Lowell is slated to defend Hunter from the congressional probes, while Clark and Levy have worked on preventing the DOJ from charging Hunter for tax and gun violations, an investigation that was reportedly opened in 2018. Think about this. 2018, these investigations have been open. 2019, the FBI became in possession of Hunter's laptop. We're in 2022. Hunter is tied. Here are the facts. He received $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch, a 4-carat or 2-carat or 3-carat diamond from some Chinese dude. Millions of dollars, we now know, tens of millions from the Chinese. Millions and millions from Burisma. He's got one tax debt that's been paid off by one of his attorneys and other tax evasion and avoidance schemes that he's obviously tried, and he's not spent one single moment getting raided or anything else. How do you do that? Because that is a real trick. That's something I would pay to know. They say Clark's professional history includes working as a partner at the same D.C. law firm where Rep. Liz Cheney's husband works. They say Clark represented Hunter in the grand jury investigation regarding tax issues. His fourth attorney, Levy, was hired to combat the Republican House probe into nine potential violations, ready for these, including wire fraud, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, tax evasion, and money laundering. These are amazingly serious issues. Levy's firm touts him as the former attorney of Liz Zentos in the Senate Republican probe of Hunter's business in Ukraine. Levy also represented the opposition research firm Fusion GPS during the Russia hoax. You beginning to see a pattern here? It's an obvious pattern. These people all know each other and they protect each other. Judges to clerks, all of them. If they got to leak stuff, it's an elaborate game that gets played, and it's being played right now for Hunter Biden. It would never be played for you. It is white privilege. It is political privilege. It is elitism privilege. It's all the privileges that none of us get to take advantage of. If you're a white conservative, I guarantee you, you can't use this privilege. Think about Fusion GPS, lying scumbags, skanks, the Russia hoax that Hillary Clinton started. Think about the charges we're talking about here, folks. Wire fraud, tax evasion, violation of the Foreign Corrupt Services Act, money laundering. And here's what I can guarantee you with 100% certainty. Hunter Biden and his family have participated in all of it. All of it. They've committed an unknown number of crimes that would have any ordinary citizen in prison. You know what the media is going to do with this? They're going to collude. I'm going to give you a minute to call somebody. They're about to tell you what they're going to do. And it's going to be a shocker to you. This is why I want you to really think, you know, pay attention. Okay, y'all ready? The media is going to collude with the Justice Department, who's going to collude with the lawyers for Hunter Biden, and they are going to systematically try to mitigate every one of these charges, all of which are legit. But that's what they're going to do. And they've used people, they're using lawyers that the data, these people haven't even won these other cases. And I'll tell you, this whole thing is a cabal. If I needed a lawyer in D.C. to get me out of a legitimate thing, let me tell you, it's like the doctors. You can't find one. They won't take your case. You want to know why? Not because you don't deserve it. Not because you're not guilty. They won't take your case because they don't want it to end up on the wrong side of who they serve, because they got to go back to court in D.C. And those very same judges and those clerks and all those other people involved in law are going to ostracize them. They're going to kick their cases to the bottom of the dockets and all that other crap. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Is brought to you by Pfizer. CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a
CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
See where all that dirty money goes? That was a media mashup. And just think about all the shows, everything that was sponsored by Pfizer. Pfizer, 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 Pfizer. Billions of dollars, they put it back into the system, and then it gets into a worm in your head. Pfizer must be good. Sponsored by Pfizer. Thank you for sponsoring things, Pfizer. Sponsor, sponsor. You think Pfizer is going to sponsor the next showing of Bleeding Blue? My movie? You think Pfizer wants to sponsor any of the films that are on the Flickfest, my website for streaming stuff? You think Pfizer is going to sponsor the next event for ARC in Action, Americans for Real Change, or Seeking Educational Excellence? Do you think they're putting any money towards what I'm doing at Seeking Educational Excellence? Or do you think that they're just spreading that money where the Democrats tell them? And you wonder why the media talking heads and those guys won't say anything negative about them? They're the sponsors of everything. They're the ones paying for these junkets. Remember the clip we played where Pfizer was the first company that got sued for millions of dollars over some drug? Ketlin or something. I don't remember the name of the drug. But I couldn't believe it. I heard that story and went, wow. You know, this was a decade ago, 12, 13 years before that clip. And then what do we learn? They got smarter. They got the government to say, you know what we're going to do? We're not even going to charge you. We're not going to bill you. We're not going to let people sue you. You just make all that material you want, and we're good to go. And I know what you're wondering, Kevin, what's this got to do with Hunter Biden? It has to do with how power gets distributed. How you get to the point where you can't even talk about something that's obvious in your face. It's obvious. Pfizer poisoned people with their vaccination. And nobody can say a word. They pulled an FTX. Only their NFT, whatever you want to call it, their digital currency, in this case, bioweapon currency of the vaccine, has been sanctioned. It's a digital cure for what your body can do for itself. So they've they're protected. You know, going back to Hunter, pivoting back here, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network. Hunter's got this high power group of lawyers, formidable front is what they've been called, against congressional staffers and public servants. And it appears Hunter's going to have to liquidate a few of those paintings to cover his debt. But they say critics have noted Hunter's all-star defense team and questioned how he could afford expensive legal fees month after month while allegedly being strapped for cash. I bet you the Jean-Pierre has an answer. I bet you she's got an answer. You know, we don't get involved with the president's son, and, you know, this is something you should be asking him, but, I mean, he makes his own money, and I don't know what she's going to tell you. What did I say, $100,000 a month? Yeah. What most people can live on for a year, Hunter is building up in fees based on these folks. They're saying these types of attorneys are a minimum of $1,000 an hour. I can guarantee you, I know that's a fact. I didn't even have a tax case or anything. And my attorney for a frivolous lawsuit, the first one was $600 a month. The second one was $800 out of D.C. to do nothing. To fight a frivolous lawsuit. See, that's why they love to sue us. Guy goes on, he says, Abe Lowell ain't cheap. Wonder how Hunter's paying for this after blowing all his money on drugs and pros. Must be the art gig. A According to attorneys with knowledge of the industry compensation standards, Hunter could be paying more than $100,000 a month or $1.2 million per year for his legal defense team. Lawyers at such a level would cost about $1,000 an hour, according to a D.C. attorney who asked to remain anonymous for fear of retribution and reprisal. Remember I told you guys a story when I went into the doctor and I needed to get a hernia operation. Went in, got checked in, scheduled my operation. COVID hits. They canceled all operations. As soon as they opened it up, I went and got rescheduled. I was supposed to go get trained. I was going to train to go fight in Israel with Krav Maga, with the Israeli defense folks. Anyway, I went back to get my hernia operation, and I check in, and the girl goes, well, you got to pay another copay. And I go, why would I pay another copay when I'm just following up to the original thing that, you know, because I couldn't get the operation. It wasn't like I did it. Like, I canceled my appointment on you. And she goes, well, sir, she goes, after a certain amount of time, we're required by law to do another, you know, exam on you. And I said, okay, well, I understand that. That makes sense. I said, but are there any COVID-related things that would mean I don't have to pay it? Because, again, it wasn't my fault. I was going to come in, but COVID hit and I couldn't. So from a copay perspective, am I getting charged for the two? I know I have to get another appointment. I'm not debating that. But is there something that you guys can look at? Maybe there's a government regulation that says, hey, look, we understand what happened to people. They shouldn't have to pay twice for what they were prepared to do. And so I thought that was it. So she says, well, I'll check and I'll get back with you. And I said, well, I appreciate that. I get a call a few minutes later, and it's the lady from the thing saying, hello, Mr. Jackson. I go, yeah, hey, how's it going? She says, I think you had a question about your bill or, you know, your copay. And all. I said, yeah, thanks for getting back so quick. And she says, yeah, listen, we don't want you as a client. And I go, what? She goes, yeah, I don't like the way that you talk to my receptionist or whatever. And I go, how I talk to her? I was asking about my bill. That's a legitimate thing to do. And I'm going to tell you, I had to catch myself because I was thinking, these people will flag my account and say, this guy is argumentative, doesn't want to pay. I don't know what they can do. But I had to catch myself and just, you know, because I ended up just hanging up on her. Because, you know, she's like, well, you were rude. And I'm like, rude for asking a question about how my bill. That's now considered aggressive. Toxically masculine, I'm sure. But that's what happened. Well, this same kind of cabal is going on in D.C. See, people are lining up to take Hunter's case. It's easy to get people to want to jump on. And they go on to talk about what's going to be happening here. Prepping for a single hearing could range from 6 hours to 40 hours. That's $6,000 to $40,000. That's just prep work. Florida litigator Anthony Sabatini questioned how Hunter is footing the bill. Says, Hunter has to find money somewhere. If Morris paid Hunter's $2 million tax bill, Morris could be at the nucleus of his defense fund. An attorney's ethical duty is to the client, not the payer. For $100,000 a month, someone's on the hook to pay up, he added. Well, maybe this guy's filthy rich and he can afford to do this for Hunter, whatever. Well, what a precedent that's being set here. Hey, look, smoke cocaine, you know, abuse women. Who knows what else you're doing illegally? Hey, don't worry about it. The left will bail you out, Hunter, because you're a role model.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.